Good evening and nice greetings out of Luxembourg. My name is Mario Yonder and I really want to share you a story which happened to me yesterday. I was in hospital and I had a visit in the hospital, and when descending and I wanted to leave the hospital, I had a guy coming on a wheelchair and he's overtaking me. I had a look at him and he stopped, and then I asked him, say, are you training for the marathon in 2 days here in Luxembourg? Says a marathon going to happen tomorrow. And he said, actually, not really. And so we started to make a conversation. And I saw him, his legs were laying up on the wheelchair and were red and blue. And I asked him, what did happen to you? And he told me, he was working on the roof and the roof collapsed and I fall down 15 meters high and I'm still alive. And we were looking into each other's eyes and I asked him, you think that there were people watching you? And he said, oh yes, I think I had a guardian angel watching for me. And he explained me that his bones were so strong that they kept him for having other injuries on the upper body. And we were philosophing about chance and about what could happen. And I saw the tense in his face. I couldn't see, there was no smile, there was a tense. So I decided to give him a smile. And I asked him, did you ever say thank you to your legs? And he said, how can I say thank you to my legs? Did you never tried to say thank you to your legs? And he had a big Fragezeichen, as we call here, what you say in Luxembourg, in his eyes, and he was astonished. How can I say thank you to my legs? And I told him, listen, we take everything for granted, and you as well, most probably, that the legs are there and doing the work. Our hands are there, our heart is there doing the work. And especially now, you can go and tell and say thank you. This is a magic word, I told him. This is a magic word and the leg will understand this. You remember, I told him, that when your parents said thank you were happy. And exactly the same will happen to your leg. So you can say thank you to your leg. You can say thank you to your bones. You saved my life. And by the way, you can tell him that you will thank them for everything they did in life for you. The leg will feel that. And then I told him, try something out. Try out to send a smile to your legs. Try out to send a real smile from your heart to your legs and make a present to them. And I could see that he was smiling. And he sent out this smile to his legs. And then I saw in his face, seconds later, I saw a real relaxing. I saw a smile which was coming from his heart. He discovered something very, very, very new. He decided that he could heal himself by a smile, or at least could help the healing. And he tried it with his other leg, and it made such a big difference in his eyes. He had a big, big smile, and that was a big present for me. And he grabbed my hands and he thanked you. He said, thank you for this. And he left with his wheelchair back to the elevator, and this was, I went home and I was thinking about this, and very important for all of you who are in the same case, if you have any injury, first thank you and say and send a smile. Imagine a real smile to your leg, to your arm, to your teeth, to your eyes. And be grateful that they are there. They do their job. So do this. Try it out. It works. There is a big magic behind this power of the smile. It can heal relationships. It can heal friendships. It can improve the healing of anything in your body. And gratitude is the secret for having good relationship as well. And the first relationship you will have is a relationship to yourself. So try out to give a smile to the people you meet in the morning. Try out to give a smile to the new day which is coming. So say thank you for a new day. Give a smile to the day. Go out and try it out. You will be astonished what will happen in the next future to you. You will be astonished to your pain and to all the small stuffs which are happening in your body. Send them a real smile from your eyes, from your heart, pardon. The smile you see in the eyes of your children. The honest smile. So, that was my message today for you. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being on this Hangout. Send you greetings from Luxembourg and have a nice day. Goodbye.